Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You are now in tuned to the Get Uncomfortable podcast show with your host, Stacey Cross. I am Stacey Cross. Follow me on Twitter, Stacey A. Cross. There's no E in my name, Stacey A. Cross, Instagram, and as well. If you're a Facebooker, we love to have you on our page. Just go ahead over to facebook.com/thecomfortkiller, and like our page and then join in there. Like I said, Twitter account is booming right now. I'm loving the love that I'm receiving on there. Today, we're going to speak about a topic that we introduced a couple of weeks ago. As you know, every Thursday, I drop another episode of this beautiful show. So I want to continue on with the show about income. Focus on your income. Stop focusing on your spending, okay? This is a show directly related to how my growth is in my journey now. My goal is to teach millions how to get uncomfortable. Okay, my actions will get me rich. I know I am going to become a multimillionaire. I know that because that is my goal as well. Every day I write in my goal journal, I write my goals down. The goals are as big as ever. And I want you to write big goals too, scary goals. The other day, I wrote a goal down. I says, hey, listen, I make $1 million every month. My girlfriend looked at me and said, what? Be realistic. I said, you be realistic. Okay? Stop telling me to be realistic. This is my realistic goal. Okay? Why not? Why not? So let's focus on your income. You focus on your income. Stop focusing on a budget, your couponing. Stop focusing on spending. Okay, spending is not the problem. We don't have enough income coming in. So that is the problem. I changed my mindset 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, a month ago. And I've been going hard at this for 3 months straight now. So 3 months ago, let's say I just gradually started changing my mindset. Just as soon as I changed my mindset, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Guess what? Immediately, instantly, right away, I gained 3 income streams. One income stream is my own personal income based off of wages and salaries, right? But now I start looking at it differently. Oh my God, that's an income stream. Boom. I want to get more there. Get more there without working harder. I don't need to work any harder. I just need to work smarter. So my goals have changed even at the resource center, right? Because now I look at my salary as an income stream. How can I maximize my income stream? Okay. And I have 2 more. So you'll learn about those other 2. Excuse me. Especially in the ebook, you'll definitely learn about those other 2. But I want more. I need more because I have big, scary goals. All right. So focus on revenue, profit, focus on returns, proceeds, gains, yields, income, cash, money, moolah, dough, whatever you want to call it. Focus on money, focus on income. Okay. Focus on what is coming in. This is how you get uncomfortable. I want everyone here to know and understand that this is part 2 of a show that I did, of course, 2 weeks ago. And both this show and the previous show is barely scraping the crust off the surface of the crust about money and wealth. Because here's why. I'll be honest with you guys. Listen, once you're able to learn and adapt and grow within the level that you're on, you will get a problem. And that problem will be as big as the entire level. You have to solve that problem. And before you could get on to the next level when it comes to money, wealth, building, enhancement, taxes, brackets, income, investment, when it comes to the entire scope of money, when it comes to the entire scope of wealth, you'd have to solve that issue, solve that problem before you get to the next level. Because there's always different levels to life, okay? There's always different levels to this game. And I don't want to be the one spectating, okay? I want to play it, and I want to play it to win. And also, I want to make my own rules. I want to learn the rules that are already there, then I want to make my own rules and overcome. So that's what today is about. Today is about how do you make your own rules? How do you first learn the rules, number one? Because you got to learn who's playing, who's in this game. Who are the ones that I got to look out for? Who's on defense? Who's on offense? How do you get on defense? How do you get on offense? It's crazy. It's a game. So if you play chess, if you play any type of sports, if you're an athlete of any kind, you know that it's a competitive industry, right? It's just right now that, you know, kids nowadays could play a game and everyone will get a trophy. The winners and the losers. But back where I came from, you know, 80s baby, okay, listen, I had to prove myself. I had to prove myself. I remember there was one day I was out in the park, you know, young girl, just tomboy, right? Just out in the park. I want to play baseball. These kids are playing baseball. I don't have any equipment. They have the equipment. I want to play with them. I want to jump on someone's team. They don't know me. Who's going to pick me, right? That's what I'm thinking. But I'm good. I believe in myself. So I'm going to go ahead and go for it. I'm going to go for it. I said, hey, listen, guys, could I play next? They're like, no. I was like, listen, no, I'm good. So someone felt sorry for me. I forget who. Some kid. Okay, she'll go on my team. Okay, I go on his team. I'm playing third base, I believe. No, I went up to bat. I went up to bat. There was two instances where I had to learn how the game was being played, and then I had to dominate that fucking game. So I went up to bat. I hit a ground ball, and it totally, like, I don't know what happened. I ended up on third base. And then I scored in. So they were loving me after that. Oh, my God, she's a keeper. Wow, I'm going to pick her next time. But there's this one guy, and there's always going to be either a group of people, and we could call them the IRS, right? There's always going to be someone watching and trying to learn your moves so they could be better, so they could think better, act better, quicker, and faster, so they could always have something in place so where you cannot win. Do you understand? You cannot win. You could only win if you know that they're doing this. Okay? I'm just being real with you guys. I'm just being real with you. So there was this one gentleman, one young man, okay, he did not want me to play that day. And I'm playing and I'm busting ass and he is upset. He's a little brat. He's a little spoiled brat. No one told him about taught him about winning and losing. They only taught him about being a brat. So anyway, here I come. I'm on third base. I am playing third base. I'm like the Derek Jeter of the goddamn public park where I grew up. So I was on third base. He's up to bat. The kid is up to bat now. He bats. The ball's a grounder. It comes to me. Of course, it's a base hit, but it comes to me. I pick it up in the gloves. I whip it off to the first baseman. Whew. Caught. He's out. It was like a double play. It was like I think it was a double play. All I know is that I remember that game. He was pissed. And here's how I know he was pissed, guys. This is why you got to focus on your income. Because after the game was over, he told his friend, because I guess he was like the big boy on campus. I guess it was his bat or ball or something, because he kind of ran that whole area. He kind of ran the people as well. Because when I was leaving, there's this little part that you walk out of to head back out to the street, but you're passing the actual area where we were playing. And he was like, no, I want you to go on third and just hit a grounder and then let me try to get it. You know what he was trying to do? He was trying to recreate the same play that I've done, pick the ball up, hit the first baseman. He was trying to do that. Why do you think he was trying to do that? Number one, to see if he could do it. Because, hey, you can't let a girl beat you, right? You can't let a girl come in there and show out, right? So, number one, he did it to see if he could do the same thing. Number two, he's doing it so he could get better at it. But I'm long gone, guys. I learned that level. I beat that level. I'm gone. That level does not pertain to me. But you're going to have people in this game, the game of money, the game of wealth, that's going to want to keep your money game weak. And the number one thing, right, is taxes. Taxes and IRS. I just learned. I never knew this. I mean, I thought it was a good thing. And it is a good thing because, of course, you know what the taxes, you know what they can help out with. They help society greatly, man, vastly. I love thinking positively about taxes. The streets, the schools, the churches, the whatever, you know, the garbage, the fire department, the police department. You know, you want to know that the tax money is going for good and for the community and for the society that you live in. You don't want to see tons of potholes in the streets down 95, Philadelphia. Okay, get that fixed. Paying good tax over here. But you're going to have people in this world doing what that kid did to me. First of all, not allowing me to play. You understand? First of all, you're not going to be allowed to play this game. So number one is you're not going to be allowed to play. Okay? Not allowed to play. What do you have to do? You have to fight. Okay? You're going to have to ask. You're going to have to just go play. You're going to have to get into it. Or how do you get into it? How do you get into it? How did I get into it? I asked the question and I told them what I could do. Did I know that I could do all of that stuff? No. Did I know if I was going to actually be good that day? No. Hey, listen, I'm the best person out here. You want me on your team. Because what that's going to force me to do is play at 10x levels. It's going to bring it at all times. It's going to keep my awareness peaked. Listen, I got to run faster than the fastest one out here because I got to show and prove myself to myself. And guess what? The universe is going to make something happen. There is going to be an experience or a situation that comes about where you actually have to make that happen. That's the only way that you're going to be able to stay in the game, okay? Because you're going to be you're not allowed to play. Then you're going to get actions. You're going to get situations and experiences that allows you to stay in the game. Then you got to dominate. All right. And it's the money game. So how do you dominate at the money game? Right. My previous episode, I said, listen, you got to first change your mindset. Now this is just a little more, a little deeper. Okay. I got 3 income streams just by changing my mindset. I want you guys to do the same. All right. So no, you're not allowed to play. You got to stay in the game. Then you got to dominate the game. The IRS don't want you to be here either. They want your money. They want you to come out with as little money as possible. Because what does that do for them? They keep more money. They bring it back and they could spend more money. The government's in debt. Did you know that? The government's in debt. Have you ever had a bill collector or someone call you and they're like, hey, listen, you got to get out of debt. Tell the government to get out of debt. Watch me get out of debt. So you got to look at debt differently. Okay? That's the problem. You got these people calling you, scaring you, saying all these things, putting fear in your heart. Listen, you're not dead yet. Okay, you're not dead yet. And I would advise that you guys just hang up the fucking phone. Listen, if you don't got time, hang up the phone. Stop getting scared. I watched my mom like stress herself out. Years, okay? Years, what do? You focus on debt. You're focused on debt, the wrong way. And what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to get better. And just like in that game where I dominated, the IRS will get smarter the next time. Okay? IRS will get smart. So you got to learn the game. So we learned the game of baseball, right? So I want you to learn the game of money. And to do that, let me get a little practical with you, okay? There's 3 types of incomes. Okay, 3 types of incomes. Did you know that? We could generate 3 types of income. They're pretty broad, but once you get specific, you can know. The last one, I said, hey, listen, you can't make money. The Fed makes money. We could generate, we could create the streams, the vehicles to allow money to come through, but we can't make money. So remember, think it's just a mindset shift. Okay, so number one, of 3, 1 of 3, earned income, okay? Earned income. How do you get earned income? Working a job. You got a little small business? Good, that's earned income. Consulting. Hey, check this out, gambling. That's earned income, that's up there. It's earned income. You earned. Stay away from there, though. Any other activity that pays based off of time, effort spent. So that time and effort is something that I need to get out of. And that should be your goal too. Time and effort is somewhere where you don't want to be. Because listen, you don't have time. You got to spread your effort very thinly. Thinly, what the hell is that? You know I'm going to look it up. Thinly. I think that was a total mistake. Wait, let's see. Ah. See what we got.
Thin.
Thinly's not there. At least I don't see it. But yes, actually, in a thin manner, thinly. It is a word. Wow, Stace, you're growing. Look at that. So earned income, working a job, owning a small business, consulting, gambling, any other activity that pays based off of time and effort spent, which you know we don't want to spend any more time and effort. We've been spending time and effort our entire lives. The IRS, tax, the bureaucratic folks of America and the world, they like time and effort, income. Trust me. Money earned off of time and effort is heavily taxed, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go down to number two, okay? Three types of income. Number two, portfolio income. I start talking like that now. I really do. What's in my portfolio? I don't got shit in the fucking portfolio. I'm trying to build the portfolio up. Because I'm just trying to change the mindset. Portfolio income is any income generated by selling an investment at a higher price than you paid for it, okay? Some people refer to portfolio income as capital gains, but some of this time, you know how that could be, right? How could that translate? You don't know anything about the stock, but you're in stock. But let's go a little deeper. It's trading, buying and selling paper assets. Paper assets refers to, you know, like stocks, bonds, mutual fund, ETFs, CDs, currencies of other types, future, Forex. You see those dudes on Facebook and Instagram throwing Lamborghinis in the background talking about Forex trading. That's what that is too. They want to be a part of the Forex training. So buying and selling real estate, specifically the profit from the sale, that is that's a portfolio income. You know, you want to build your portfolio up. How much land do you have? What's your stocks looking like? People telling you they're going to tell you to diversify. You're going to get a different type of training after you get to this level. All right, buying and selling of any other assets, antiques or cars, for example, types of collectibles that have appreciated in value, you know? So here's a quick nugget, right? Here's a quick nugget on debt before I move on to the third thing. The quick nugget on debt is when you purchase, like let's say you signed out a school loan, going to school, the government loan, a private loan, you signed out on it. You default on it, okay? That loan, of course, is building interest and, of course, depreciating value. Should have took the money and built a business. That's what I should have done. I wish I did. But the money that you pay them now, if you pay back, if they call you and it's like income tax season and they're like, hey, listen, guys, Stacey, I need you to pay $20,000, okay? I'm going to cut this in half. We're the best people. We love Sally Mae. We're going to cut this in half for you. I'll tell you what, if you pay $20,000 now rather than wait, because if you wait, that money is cheaper. You understand how debt works? The money is cheaper, cheaper value. Currency is cheaper. There's no weight to it. But, you know, everyone wants you to pay. Listen, I'm not dead yet. Okay, I know what I've done. The third type of income is passive income. So if I were you, I would want to stay in number two and number three, which is portfolio, which are portfolio, and then, of course, passive. Passive income is money you get from assets you have purchased or created. For example, if you were to buy a house and rent it out, the money that... I love it. If you were to buy a house and rent it out for more money than it cost you to pay your mortgage and other expenses, of course, the profit you make will be considered passive income. That's why I'm writing a book. Okay, I'm writing a book on health, on quitting smoking. Okay, congratulations to me. I stopped smoking 4 days ago. I'm feeling great. My eyes are peeled back. I'm eating candy, but that's my passive income. That's my time and effort that I'm going to pump out one time and then and give to the world, because it's a double header. It's a double header. I get to help people and I get to create passive income. So other activities that generate passive income include rental income or note income from real estate, okay? Business income, assuming it's not earned based off of amount of time and effort. You know, just earned. I'm going to change my goals today because I am earning a monthly income of, but I don't like that now that I see time and effort spent. So once you talk about earned income, you're talking about the amount of time and effort spent, okay? So business income, assuming it's not earned based off of time and amount spent, which means, hey, listen, that guy's running the business. I'm just getting a cut of every month of the profit. I'm getting a percentage. Creating and selling intellectual property. That's where I'm at. Books, patents, internet content. That's where I'm at. You could go on thecomfortkillers.com and you could see that that's content. I could sell that at any time. This, what you're listening to right now, is content. If anyone needs to know what are the three types of income, okay, what are three types of broad income, they could plug it in. I could sell it. But I wouldn't do that, okay? Affiliate or multi-level marketing. And I got into multi-level marketing as another way to passive income, but it's a lot of work. Don't get it twisted about that. Multi-level marketing is not just passive income. It's time and effort spent, buddy, in the beginning. I mean, it's great if you find the company, but it's definitely time and effort spent in the beginning. You get a bunch of people under you, and then all of a sudden, it's passive income, okay? If they still grow and they're hustlers, they're going to get that money for you every month. And affiliate marketing. I'm into affiliate marketing. You go on my website right now. When you click something for Audible, audible.com, you will go to my affiliate page. There's no shame in this. Everyone should have it. You know, people are freely talking about what movie to go see, freely giving the movie promotion. Listen, if I'm going to talk about something that big, I need to get paid for it or else I shut my mouth. Okay. Most of these music artists, they need you. They need you to go see their friends and say, hey, listen, did you hear that album? The album was awesome. You got to get it. You just got to. And then I'm like, I'm not going to promote for this person here. What can I get? Yeah, but unless, you know, there's ways to go about this. Because, you know, there's artists, there's people that you really like. But I'm telling you, that's what it is now. That's my mindset. I'm not going to promote. I got to see how do I find a channel to promote? Okay? I use AWeber for my mailing list. And do me a favor, go join my mailing list right now. I use AWeber. And I want people to use AWeber too. But I don't know if my audience will use AWeber. I don't know if you guys want to go use AWeber. But if you go on my website, there's a link that says if you do want to use AWeber and build a business and a mailing list, click this link so I can get paid. So if I'm going to talk about it, I want to definitely see what I could get from it. And affiliates, those things build up as if there's a lot of them. I mean, you could be a Tim Ferriss, you could be a Pat Flynn, and these guys are just creating. Their whole website is an affiliate link. Okay, I want there to be some real content. I want to write some books, okay, for you guys and share what I have, some knowledge. So today we spoke about three types of income, and this is part two off of focus on your income. So, I want to show you three types of income. Earned income, the worst income. Earned income is the worst income because it is taxed, baby. The tax man loves that. All income is taxed, but the earned income, oh my God. Let me try to take out a graph here, and I'll probably put it up in the show notes for you guys. But I could probably speak about the graph. Let me see. I apologize about that. I am trying to close Photoshop here. Graphs. I found this graph this morning. I'm like, ah, man, I need something to show my people. So let's say you get $50,000 a year, okay? 50,000 a year. This is taxing wages 2014. This is where this is from. Case study source, OECD taxing wages 2014, if you want to look it up. But this is just based off of a salary income of 53,000 dollars a year. A lot of people, matter of fact, the average is right here. And I'm not going to lie, I was right in that snugged middle class life for a little bit until I changed my mindset. So, yeah, $53,000 a year. Okay, income tax 15.4%. That's right, that right there is $8,196 gone. So when someone says, hey, listen, you make $50,000 a year, tell them shut the fuck, I don't make $50,000 a year. Okay, I'll tell you what you do make. Okay, so then you have employee payroll taxes, which is at the 7%. Then you got payroll, employer payroll taxes. You don't even know half the taxes that's being taken out. I don't blame you. The shit's scarier. The shit is, I'm looking at something. It's scary though. It's definitely scary to actually come break this thing down and see where you are at. Because if you knew where you were at, you would ask for more money. And that's where I am right now. Okay, so you got 15.4% taken out for federal income tax. Okay. Then you got 7% taken out for employee payroll tax. Then you got an employer payroll tax. What the hell? Employer, we're all paying taxes here, guys. That's 31.3% tax already taken off the top yearly wage of, let's say, 54. You know how much you have? Okay. By the time your after-tax income is $36,564. How the hell? That's what I'm asking. How the hell? So now when someone says, hey, listen, I got a gig for you. I need you to bust out 60,000. Got a gig. You know what you say? Definitely not. You need to bump me up to 84,000. Because taxes going to kill you. So the next show, in our last show, I want to thank you guys for listening. But in the next show, we are going to talk a little bit about what you could do. Some specifics. What you could do to make sure that you're always in a wealthy mind state for money, for your goals, for your dreams, and you know, getting rich. I mean, getting rich. We got to get away from working a job, okay? I don't want to own a small business, okay? Consulting, big money in consulting, though. I'm not going to lie, big money. But you definitely have to go putting a lot of time and effort, right? Gambling, definitely a lot of time and effort there, and a lot of losses as well. And any other activity that pays based on time and effort. We got to move away from that. We got to go closer to the portfolio income as well as the passive income. And in the next podcast, I will explain a little bit about all. Okay, and what we could do. I appreciate you being here. My name is Stacey A. Cross. You're listening to the Get Uncomfortable podcast show from thecomfortkillers.com. You're tuned in here. I appreciate it. You could email me at always. I'm always on my email. I'm always doing things, time and effort everywhere. My email is stacy@thecomfortkillers.com. Remember, first you got to know that there's a game being played. Learn the game. Play the goddamn game. Dominate the game and live off the game. All right. It's been a pleasure. See you later.